Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're closing a special hour, taking a listen back to some of the most memorable conversations this year. We end with the city of Sacramento honoring Tyree Nichols. The 29-year-old died following a brutal beating by Memphis police. But before Tennessee, Tyree, an avid skateboarder, called Sacramento home. In the weeks following his death, Insight producer Victor Corral Martinez met with two of Tyree's closest friends, Ryan Wilson and Jerome Neal, and put together a piece in their own words.
My name is Ryan Wilson. He was my best friend in the whole world, like my brother. You know, he was everything to me. I met him out over at the Regency Skate Park about late 2007, probably 2008-ish. And, you know, for a while, he was kind of like keeping to himself, had his headphones in, and he sort of didn't talk a whole lot. But then eventually, you know, I broke through and we just couldn't stop talking, and we became real close after that. Tyree was one of those people where, like, me and him, one of the things we shared in common was, like, he had, like, abilities, but he kind of would, like, he would doubt himself a lot of times and just sort of, like, he would overthink things. But then when he'd have those spark of, like, just inspiration, he'd watch a really good video, or he'd want to show off for someone, you know, if there was like a pro at the park or something. You know, he had it in him to do really cool things when he put his mind to it. Well, it's kind of a roller coaster. I mean, like, you know, we've all lost family members and this and that, you know, throughout the years. But, you know, just like someone that close, like, you know, a lot of times when they're that young, it sort of feels like they're untouchable. You know, tragedies happen, but you never think that you're going to be that person. And like, you can't really predict or like control like how your mind and body sort of like handles it. So like, it's been coming in waves and everything, where I'll just some random song or some random thing will sort of bring it back. A lot of songs by like The Killers he really liked. So he was always looking at new stuff and trying to find new stuff that you know, stuff that gets you excited, you know, gives you energy. And yeah, whenever I hear dubstep, even though like I'm not particularly a fan of it, like, you know, we did a lot of songs or a lot of videos with that whole thing. And yeah, just like anything like that sort of would really get me going. I mean, the thing is Tyree was like, you know, he was always a little bit older than a lot of us. I mean, I'm only 2 years like younger than him, but a lot of us, like, he got used to taking people under his wing, and it doesn't help that he was 18 feet tall either. So, you know, that's kind of what skateboarding is. You know, you help people out, and like Tyree knew what it was like to be, you know, in the little kid's shoes. You know, you're doing something you're not familiar with, you're scared, you're maybe nervous. And he really was like, he loved helping kids. It's something he always wanted to be a part of for the rest of his life. He's like, I don't care how much money I'm making. I don't care where I'm going. Like, as long as I'm filming and taking pictures and this and that, that's good enough for me. And as you saw, like in his later years, he loved sunsets and things like that. So yeah, he was just happy to be behind a camera. I've talked with a lot of different people, a lot of his other friends, his family. I feel like we're doing actually a great job of, you know, really sharing what kind of person he was. I mean, there's only so much you can really say about a person, but just his kind-hearted, you know, spirit and his, like, willingness to make everyone smile at all times, even when he maybe wasn't able to smile himself. I mean, this stuff's been said over and over again, and, like, it's doing a great job. He was on this earth for almost 3 decades, and that particular incident was very short-lived, you know, maybe a couple days from the time it happened to the time he moved on. And it's like, that's not fair to, you know, reflect and think about his whole life based on that one particular incident. That does not reflect him as a person and who he was to me and his family and everyone else. And the fact that that one particular thing can bring out the whole nation, like, that's like, it's wild. It just really shows how close we are, you know, as a community. And it doesn't matter if you know someone or not, you know, we're all kind of part of the same family in one way or another.
Yeah. Jerome Neal. I've known Tyree for 13 years. I've been like one of his skate friends ever since. You know, met him at a skate park and was just friends ever since then, just like naturally. Him and I have always been into cameras, and him and I made like videos together and stuff. So like we really had a pretty big connection. Like him and I used to go back and forth just creatively, like all the time. Like we were like just so connected. Each of us that skated with Tyree has all learned something from him. Like the past couple of days when I go out and skate, I literally do tricks that Tyree taught me, because he's taught me like quite a bit, like especially like on like the half pipe or like mini ramp. Like he was so good at that. Like you can watch him one day and you just be in shock at the way he can just, you know, gracefully skate that thing. And like I said, he was giving it to all of us. Like, we all have a little bit of Tyree in us, because he was, like you said, a mentor. He was just sharing information that he had, helping others in situations he knew he could help us with. Like, he was just like a golden soul, bro. Like, that's the best way to put it. Just was always there, would motivate you, talk you through with things, convince you could do something when you didn't believe in your own self. Like, that was Tyree. I first heard about it and he was like, you know, in the hospital, he hadn't gone, passed away yet. I didn't think he would go. I had full faith that Tyree was gonna pull through. I was gonna see him again. You know, he was gonna go through a rough time, but he was gonna be okay. And then a couple days later, that was just wrong, and that just wasn't his path. And it was just been really sad. It still hasn't not been sad. Like every morning, every day, I'm just like stuck constantly thinking about him and just like how crazy this situation is and how none of it should have ever happened. Tyree's like one of the nicest dudes I know. Like something just as bad as this shouldn't happen to such a good person. Just doesn't make sense. It was like I was watching a nightmare. Like it didn't feel like a real situation. It still doesn't feel real to me. Like seeing something like that to someone that I cared so much about, and that was just such a kind, genuine person, to experience something that intense. Like, yeah, I can't put it into words. Is there room for one more son? One more son. If you can't hold on, if you can't hold on, hold on. Yeah, the visuals are beautiful to see. People just, you know, showing respect to Tyree. And I know he's just like super stoked on, you know, people caring, people, you know, sharing his name, people sharing his video. Like, you know, Tony Hawk saw his video and posted on his Instagram. Like, Tyree is screaming right now, like with joy. The Regency Skate Park where they did the candle lighting, the candles are still there. We've been adding more every day. Like, it's a beautiful place, and it really feels like Tyree's still there. Like, him skating there so much, you can just sit there and visualize stuff he's done back in the day. His spirit just is just sitting there. I wanna shine on in the hearts of men. I want a meaning from the back of my broken hand. Another headaches, another heartbreaks. I'm so much older than I can take. And my affection, well, it comes and goes. I need direction to perfection. No, 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 no.
That is Jerome Neal and Ryan Wilson. The two were close friends with Tyree Nichols, who was killed by Memphis police in January. Tyree also called Sacramento home and was an avid skateboarder at Regency Community Skate Park. The city voted to rename it the Tyree Nichols Skate Park. That's it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineers are Antonio Munez and Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us.